Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm Ben Fletcher and welcome to the TalkSport Daily Podcast. We begin with Ralf Rangnick's Manchester United knocking Steven Gerrard's Aston Villa out of the FA Cup at Old Trafford. This was how it sounded on TalkSport.
Ralf Rangnick and his Manchester United team have just about cobbled together a performance that just about is good enough to beat Aston Villa.
Obviously, there are still quite a few things where we can get better in. In total, I think I saw quite a few pros today. In the first half, we played well in possession of the ball. We were trying to play the diagonal balls because we knew that Villa would close down the center of the pitch. We did that well. Second half, we decided then that after 70 minutes to change to a diamond in midfield with Donny van der Beek. And after that, I think we had more control in the center of the pitch.
Man United now getting dominated and bullied by teams going to Old Trafford. Teams actually fancy now going to Old Trafford to play, mate. There's no fear.
They want to go there now, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. That fear has gone completely. I actually think in the seven games under Ralf Rangnick, there has been no improvement at all. They've probably gone backwards. They had more progression under Michael Carrick, and he made big decisions, leaving out Fernandes, leaving out Ronaldo.
Yeah. I've been watching Manchester United for 60 years. Today was one of the worst. It wasn't any better than any of the other managers that we've ever had. And it's just a nightmare.
Ad, would you take Michael Carrick back? If Man United said, right, yeah, we're taking Michael Carrick, Rangnick's gone, you'd be happy with that?
They should have kept him, because the whole point was, every time they keep saying we're going to get Pochettino and get this manager and get this manager. If, supposedly, you're the biggest, one of the biggest clubs in the world, go out and get who you want. Do you really think Pochettino's going to come to us? The way we're performing, I can't even see us getting into Europe, to be honest with you.
With Rangnick in charge, you're not making top four.
Left-footed save by Martinez. Does anyone want to follow up? Marcus Rashford doesn't follow up.
Unbelievable.
The ball's loose inside the box and he doesn't chase after it.
I cannot believe what I've just seen.
Mention Marcus Rashford there. I think he symbolises what Manchester United are at the moment, because there's a young, he's 24, right? So he's not a young player anymore, he's a young man, right? He doesn't look like he's enjoying himself. He looks like he's lost his spark. He looks like he's lost his enthusiasm.
He's coming over towards his near side. He looks like he's given up.
And I said it before, 15 minutes ago.
I feel sorry for him a little bit, because he looks to me as if he's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders and he's struggling. He's struggling
so
mentally.
So if he's got a problem, look, I'll hold my hands up and I'll say I'm wrong. But that's Manchester United. And he's got a chance of scoring a goal. Goalkeeper spills it. You turn your back? No.
Rashford, I mean, I genuinely don't know what has happened to half the squad, Rashford included. Greenwood has not looked himself. Maguire is obviously, everyone's been talking about him and saying we're sure. The players don't seem to care. And if the players don't seem to care anymore, then I'm sorry, get them out the club.
They're playing as individuals. They've lost their concentration. This manager, this interim manager who's walked through that door, knows he's got serious problems, because if he's going to get a tune out of a team, he's got to pick 11 that he can trust. There's not 11 players out there he can trust.
I would actually prefer the under-23s to be in, because they would actually have passion for the shirt.
Look at the body language of the Manchester United player. They look as if they're dead on the feet. It's just not a really good performance, again, from Manchester United, making crazy mistakes.
It's been chalked off.
As an offside.
Goal has been chalked off. It's offside.
Yeah. The right decision in the end, but absolutely crazy how long it took.
I mean, with all due respect,
Michael Oliver looked at one replay.
Yeah.
We can debate and talk about that for as long as you want. The referees and VAR have made the decision. It's gone against us tonight. But the reality is we've done enough tonight to score maybe two or three goals, in my opinion. I thought the performance was good enough to at least take Manchester United to extra time. So there's a lot of positives, a lot to be pleased about. The reality is it was just nearly enough. Nearly is not good enough for Aston Villa. It's not good enough for me. So me and Aston Villa need to close that gap together, because when we do, we'll be a good team.
But how long it took as well, from a fan stood there, we've paid our money to watch that game, to stand there and to watch them making a decision for nearly 3, 4, 5 minutes. It's not exciting for a fan to watch this happening, you know, and as a Villa fan standing there, we're all celebrating, we're going wild. But I think the element of disappointment after that, and it happened twice, we had two goals disallowed tonight. And I think to stand there, it's just not exciting to watch. And it's not nice for the players to be celebrating every time they score.
It's a joy sucker.
As the fallout continues from Tottenham's Tongai Ndombele being booed by his own fans, Simon Jordan believes Spurs boss Antonio Conte may ask the club to move him on. We'll hear from Jamie O'Hara as well, but first, this is former Liverpool midfielder Danny Murphy recalling the time he was booed by his own supporters and how he dealt with it.
Run, man! Get yourself off the field! If you're being substituted, have a word!
I had a little bit of grumblings, one particular game at Anfield.
Grumblings?
Yeah, late on. The only one I can remember, really. It was a few disgruntled boos. Me and Heskey, I think it was, got taken off against Southampton. We were drawing the game 1-1. Fortunately for me, I scored the game after a few days later.
Of course you did.
So put that to bed quite quickly.
Quite right. That's a way to answer it, isn't it?
But no, very, very difficult thing to deal with. I have seen some players get it really badly and try and help pick them up from it, because it's a moment in time. You don't think it at the time.
Yeah.
You think your whole world is caving in on you.
There are boos for Tanguy and Ndombele. And he's not exactly hurrying up about getting off the field either.
Conte will have the juice to turn around to chairman and say, I want him away. So get him away. And if that means you've got to compromise on the transfer fee to be able to facilitate his wages being accommodated by another club, then that is what it is. We've had him for 2 or 3 years. He hasn't done particularly wonderfully for anybody. He was pulled out and called out by Mourinho on a number of occasions, wasn't he, about his weight and so on and so forth. So yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, but he paid $55 million for him.
Well, if he's been there, if he's on a 5-year contract and he's been there for 3 years, then he's on their balance sheet at $20 million. So they can get him out the door for $15 million to subsidise a deal because someone else might want to not pick his wages and a transfer fee, and they've only lost $5 million. It will be a non-decision for Daniel if Conte is of the mindset that this is not for me.
To play FA Cup and to play semi-final and Carabao Cup and then a league, it's important to have a good squad, a reliable players.
You notice his interviews are getting a little bit touchy and spicy, yeah, with the owners and talking about improving the side. So, you know, I think we need to make some signings massively. If Spurs want to compete and you know, fight for that top four that we keep saying that we can get in, then some of the players are just not good enough. Not good enough. And the fans are turned on them. That's the thing now. It's because you've got the manager who's a world-class manager, the whole sort of highlight goes on the players, and some of them just not up to the races. It wouldn't surprise me if Antonio Conte walks away. If he doesn't get what he wants, we know this, he will fall out with Daniel Levy. And Daniel Levy needs to step up and sign some top-quality players to get in that top four, because it's there for us this season. Because Man United were meant to do it, and they're miles off it. So this is a chance for Spurs to really have a go, but the squad needs improving.
After Newcastle United's shock defeat in the FA Cup to Cambridge, it's been reported the new owners were in the dressing room after the match. The former Crystal Palace chairman, Simon Jordan, believes there was no need for the club's hierarchy to be there after the final whistle.
Finished at St James's Park. It's the shock of the round. Newcastle 0, Cambridge 1.
I mean, I don't think there's any need for him to be in a dressing room to give any support or condoning to the players losing at home to Cambridge. In the great scheme of things, I don't think it's a bad thing, because I think it will give Eddie Howe an opportunity to get into the ribs of these players even more to be able to do the primary focus, which is staying in the Premier League. But given that Eddie Howe wants to build up and get some momentum going, losing to Cambridge doesn't help the cause. Now, your owner, two things happened in that game. A, allegedly the players didn't applaud the fans. They went bolting down the tunnel because they were obviously not very happy with the outcome. And B, owners went into the dressing room. Now, they're not going in the dressing room to berate people. They're going in there to give them some support. But those players, in this instance, with all due respect, aren't worthy of any support. Their job is to go and win football matches, and certainly to win football matches against League One sides.
However, here's the former Palace midfielder Darren Ambrose recalling the time Simon came into the dressing room at Selhurst Park when he was the owner of the Eagles.
I don't remember the full story because I was very new to it. All I remember is I think it was at a point when he was going to sell the football club or it was going into administration. And I think the newspapers had said some harsh stuff on Simon Jordan. And I just remember him coming in, throwing the papers in before the game and saying, look what they're writing about me. Make sure you go and win. And I'm not sure he went out and win, to be honest. So it probably didn't work. But listen, that's the story I remember. I'm sure he will
Shall I ask him tomorrow?
Yeah, do, because I'm sure he'll relay another story.
It's a good story, that.
I love Simon Jordan when I played for him.
Did you actually?
Yeah, honestly, I did. I thought he was a great chairman.
Is he a more cuddly character than he portrays?
I didn't have
is
much it a bit of an to act? Do with him as such, because Neil Warnock was one of those, the iron fist, he run the football club. So I didn't have much to do with him, but from what I did deal with, I really liked him and respected him a lot, actually.
As the dust settles on Arsenal being dumped out of the cup at the hands of Championship side Nottingham Forest, Gunners legend Lee Dixon said the players should be angry with each other over the performance.
Lightning has struck twice for only the second time in 26 years. Arsenal are beaten in the third round of the FA Cup.
No, we don't take any positives from that result. We're out of the FA Cup and they should be really down for the next few days. And Arteta's job is to get them up again. They've got a semi-final this week as well, but they should suffer. When you play like that and you get a result like that, you should be suffering. And all that come in and bounce back on a Monday and you come into training, you know, I don't mind people being a bit down when you've had a result like that because it shows that you care. And I think, again, senior player, dressing room mentality, all the stuff you don't see on a Saturday when kickoff at 3 o'clock, all that stuff goes on during the week.
Novak Djokovic says he's grateful a judge overturned the decision to cancel his visa ahead of the Australian Open. However, the country's immigration minister is considering whether to revoke his visa once again. Fox Sport tennis journalist Adam Peacock said the Serb's case is being used politically by the government.
There's an election in 4 months' time, so there is no question that the government is leveraging this the way that it can to improve itself in the eyes of the voter. And at the moment, in the eyes of the voter, there's a few ticked off people around the country because the coronavirus cases are spiking. We can't get our hands on rapid tests. It's all getting a bit stupid, really. And today, for instance, they announced a deal to boost our tank brigade by $3.5 billion. And we're all standing around going, hang on a minute, I can't go down and get a damn rapid test to see if I've got coronavirus or not. And that's what the government is faced with at the moment. And that's why this political kind of feeling has come over this whole saga, which is just outrageous, really.
On to cricket, and England have avoided being drubbed 5-0 in the Ashes after drawing the fourth test against Australia. Keeper Jos Buttler has returned home after getting injured in Sydney. Former England fast bowler Steve Harmison believes it's time to move on from Buttler and let him focus on the shorter versions of the game.
And he's smashed back over his head by Buttler, who has timed this magnificently.
As much as I want to sort of fight Joss's camp, because it's undoubted that he's so much talent, this kid. It just seems he hasn't been able to produce it at Red Bull, and it's frustrating. It'll be frustrating for Joss as well. Joss will be working tirelessly hard to try and put that right, but numbers don't lie. Unfortunately, we are in a stats-driven business, which is a pain in the backside sometimes because not all stats are good stats. But when you look at Joss's talent, how good a cricketer he is, to only have 200s in just under 60 test matches, it probably is time for Jos Buttler to relinquish the test match part of his game and just concentrate on white ball and then potentially take over from Owen Morgan and be England's white ball captain when Owen decides to give it up.
And here's Jamie O'Hara recalling the time he was subbed off in the first half playing for Millwall. He decided to head straight home.
I got dragged once when I was 18. I was playing for Millwall on loan and we played Carlisle away. And the manager wasn't really having me at the time anyway. And we were 3-0 down and he dragged me after 30 minutes. Now, me being my sort of arrogant former self when I was a young kid, walked straight off the pitch, down the tunnel, fuming, got my tracksuit on and walked out of the stadium. I walked to the train station.
No.
Yeah, big mistake. Huge mistake.
No.
But my head was gone, like total head loss. I walked to the train station. I was standing there in my Millwall tracksuit, Carlisle Central, and I only had enough money on my card to get me to Birmingham. So I got a train to Birmingham International, and my dad had to come and pick me up. And my dad's doing, what do you mean you're on the train? I was like, Dad, just come and get me. So I've got to Birmingham, gone home.
Is your dad watching the game?
No, he was at home thinking, what are you doing? So anyway, I've gone home. Big mistake. Neil Harris comes in at half-time trying to find me. I'm not there. Ended up the game, they lost the game. The manager got the sack. The next day, Willie Donaghy was the gaffer. I come in, I apologise to the fans and I apologise. It was a big mistake. I was 18 and it was, you know, just stupid of me. Kenny Jackett come in the next week. I told him what happened, said that, you know, the manager, I just wasn't getting on with him. He was just using me as a bit of a scapegoat. He started me the next game. I scored. And then I had 13, 14 games playing for Millwall, playing really well.
What's the moral of the story here?
The moral of the story is don't walk off and throw your toys out the pram because it just doesn't sit well with everyone.
Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. From 7 p.m. tonight, it's Southampton versus Brentford, a TalkSport exclusive presented by Hugh Woozencroft. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing until the morning. Enjoy.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.